Chapter 14. Krishna, the Rancher. Lord Krishna left Muchakunda's cave. When he got back to Mathura, Kalyavana's soldiers were still there. He beat them all and took all of their ornaments and jewels back to Dwarka. Soon after this, Jarasandha came back again to fight with Krishna in Mathura. Lord Krishna really did not want to fight with Jarasandha even one more time. He had already fought with him 17 times and killed all of his soldiers every time. He had just killed all of Kalyavana's soldiers, and he didn't really want to kill any more soldiers. He had so many other things to do in Dwarka and Hastinapur, and he did not want to waste time fighting with Jarasandha again. Krishna and Balaram simply left the battlefield without fighting. Because of that, Jarasandha started calling Krishna all kinds of names. He especially called him Ranchor because he ran away without fighting. Quickly, Krishna and Balaram went to the top of a very high mountain called Pravarshana. Jarasandha looked for them for a long time, but couldn't find out where they were hiding. He poured oil all around the mountain and set it on fire so he could catch them. As the blazing fire spread up the mountain, Krishna and Balaram jumped from the very top right down to the ground. They landed on the other side of the mountain, about 88 miles away. Jarasandha did not even see Krishna and Balaram get away. Since he thought that they had been burned in the fire, Jarasandha stopped the fighting at Mathura and went back to his home. Of course, Krishna and Balaram were not burned up in the fire, so they went back to the city of Dwarka in the middle of the ocean, where all their family was living safely.